أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى أفتمارونه على ما يرى ولقد رآه نزلة أخرى عند سدرة المنتهى عندها جنة المأوى إذ يغشى السدرة ما يغشى ما زاغ البصر وما طغى لقد رأى من آيات ربه الكبرى.
By the star, when it sets, your companion has not strayed, nor is he wrong, and he doesn't speak out of his desire. It is just wahi, revelation revealed to him. And the one that is mighty in strength has taught him, and he is strong, and he appeared before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his original form, whilst he was at the highest point of the horizon. Then he approached and he came even nearer, and he was at a distance of two bows length, or even nearer. And he inspired to his servant, he revealed to his servant what was meant to be revealed. And the heart wasn't wrong in what it seen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been likened to a star. Up till this moment, navigators, travelers require the star for direction. And the star becomes even more valuable when it is about to set, because the navigator and the traveler realizes that if I don't see the star and its direction now, then I will not see it until the following day. The whole day will be wasted. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been likened to that setting star, that his day in this world is short, his life in this world is short, and after he has set and he has left the precincts of this world, then you're not going to see him thereafter. So now that you have the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your midst, then appreciate him, value him. وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى, by the star when it sets. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had recited the surah in the presence of a people that were mixed, Muslims, non-Muslims, mushriks, all of them. And they were so overwhelmed with this recitation that all had uncontrollably fallen down in sajda, except for one person. And he refused to bow down, and he scooped up a handful of soil and placed his forehead upon that and said, "This is sufficient for me." As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, thereafter I had seen him dying as a kafir. When he shows an attitude and doesn't want to be submissive, then there is no point, there's no way that that person can come on the right. The only way that the person can come on the right, please, he shows some submission, he is humble, he is honest and truthful, then there is hope for that person. But he doesn't want to be submissive, he blankly refuses to humble himself, then how is he going to be taken forth on the path of guidance? So Nabi Sam has been likened to the star that he is about to set, and it's most appreciated around this time. Then Allah Ta'ala negates the three things that can be found, three weaknesses that can be found in any individual. One is مَا ظَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى. That person is strayed. He strayed perhaps because of negligence, thoughtlessness, so he strayed. So Allah Ta'ala says that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has not strayed. وَمَا غَوَى. And the person went wrong because perhaps he is influenced by wrong company and wrong association. So Nabi Sallam is nor neither strayed nor is he wrong. He is not strayed on account of negligence or thoughtlessness, nor is he gone wrong on account of the wrong type of association and influence. The third way a person can go wrong is because of impulse. He acts on impulse. He doesn't consider, doesn't think what he's doing and what he's talking. So Allah Ta'ala negates this as well. Nabi Sam doesn't speak out of desire, impulse. He doesn't just talk like that. He's unlike any other human being that talks perhaps out of impulse or talks his mind out. So Nabi Sam isn't like this. Rather, in huwa illa wahyu yuha, whatever he speaks about is revelation that is sent down to him. Then the revelation are of two types. One is the actual word that is being inspired to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam thereafter conveys it to mankind. And sometimes it is a content that is then transferred into the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallam will elucidate this and explain this in his own words. And sometimes it is a concept and a principle that is being taught to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam thereafter uses his discretion and teaches the concept. And the exclusive thing with all the Anbiya Alayhim Salaam is when they use their discretion, and if they had faulted and erred in using their discretion, then they are corrected by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala immediately. So there's no way that a Nabi can go wrong. His speech, his word, his action, his every move, everything is being supervised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's impossible for him to go off the track of the cause. عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى. Then it was a mighty angel, Jibreel al-Islam, who had taught Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The content was delivered to Jibreel al-Islam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Jibreel al-Islam thereafter passes it on to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he is mighty. And he appeared in his original form at the highest point of the horizon and appeared with all his glory and with all his wings opened out, 600 wings of them covering the entire universe. So it was such a sight, such an overwhelming sight that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had not been able to take this. He had fallen unconscious thereafter sometimes. Then he had come in a form of a human being, ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَذَلَّ. He approached and he came even nearer to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had gained consciousness. فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ. So Jibreel Islam was at the distance of the length of two bows. If two bows are put together with the cords touching each other, what will be the distance? So that was the distance between Jibreel al-Islam and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was so close. In other words, the temperaments and the thinking and the nature of both are identical. What is in Jibreel al-Islam is in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then did Allah Ta'ala reveal to his servant what was meant to be revealed. مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَآ. And the heart did not go wrong in whatever it had seen. May Allah give us the